Hello, everyone. Tracy here, your resident business rebel, and you're listening to Digital Business Your Way podcast, the show that lets true stories and insider secrets of online entrepreneur life unfold. Our business world is growing, and as an online business coach and digital product creator, I believe you didn't become an entrepreneur to grin and bear your way through business. So I'll be your guide as we drop in on coaching calls, have intimate sit-downs with online personalities you love, and discuss ideas, opportunities, and strategies circulating our online world. So pop in your earbuds, tap follow, and join me as I demystify this thing called business.
As you're building your business, like, you don't have to have it all laid out perfectly. I mean, we had a vision, we know where we wanted to help, but really the people in our programs are what told us the needs of that what they needed. And we listened, we paid attention. It's like, okay, how can we fulfill that need? How can we best serve them? And let's bring in resources and tools and also bring in people outside of Paul and myself too, so that, again, we're building a business that's sustainable. We can't do it all, like, you know, and why not bring in experts that's what they do really awesome, really well. Let's bring them in, let them shine. And then we can focus on the things that we're really good at too.
Welcome in, everyone. And today I am joined by Melissa Pruitt. And we are talking about what it looks like to have a business that has evolved as you have evolved as a human. We cover the many different iterations an idea can take to turn into a different offer, what it looks like to have different levels of team members and support, and what life on the road and those adventures can bring. And if you don't know who Melissa is, well, I highly suggest you should, as her and her husband, Paul, have been longtime clients of mine, as I guest coach regularly for them inside of their adaptive marketing program. Melissa is a marketing and sales coach. She is an author and a speaker who's dedicated to helping online entrepreneurs take their knowledge and skills to market and sell their courses, memberships, and coaching programs. With her psychology background combined with an expertise as a two-time published author, copywriter, and TEDx speaker, along with numerous other publications, allows her to help her clients connect deeper with their audiences. When she isn't coaching entrepreneurs to build a business they love, she's having full-time travel adventures with Paul, which is part of what we'll get into today. So let's listen in. Welcome in, Melissa, and thank you for being here today. You and I have known each other for a while. It feels like a super long time because of how much like the world has changed and all the things have changed and our businesses have changed. But I actually had to look this up because I was like, is it 5 years? Is it like 17 years? I was like, I'm not even sure. And I found the email from Paul that was like, you and I have someone in common, Belinda Weaver. And she recommended you. And, you know, I have this idea and we're trying to get this thing started. So it was way back in 2020 when you guys had a course that you were like, we want this course. We want to bring in guest coaches, but on the regular. And then we also want to like have a membership on the back end that has now evolved to the front end, to the middle end, everywhere.
lots of evolutions.
Which is a beautiful thing, right? Yeah. And that's one of the things, but I remember that day. I remember talking to you two that day and it being like, tell me about this, because I love this concept, because one of my favorite things to do is actually guest coaching. I call it like being the auntie of the group. You know, you get to like know people and you get to kind of hear all the stuff that they're not willing to say to the parents. You know, it's that kind of like auntie feel, you know, that is really fun, because like I don't have that main responsibility because I'm the aunt, right? But at the same time, you still have kind of that constitution of care and, you know, and you really get to be in there. And so on my side, thank you, because it has been very fun to be there all of these years. But I mean, in some people, good Lord, I still see the same people like year over year.
Yes. Yeah. That's one nice thing with the culture that we build and with you and the other coaches and people that have been with us the long time and all the evolutions and going on the journey as well too, which has been really fun and adding new things and trying new things. And it's just benefited the people that have been there and then new people that were welcomed into the program too. So.
Right. Yeah. And it's funny because like on my calls, I'll be like, oh, I remember doing like a copy review for you. And they're like, You remember that? I'm like, oh, I remember your page. Like, I remember, you know, doing this, doing that. And I'll tell people, I'm like, you've been around a long time. You should know better, you know, in a loving way. Because I'm the aunt and I get to do
that. Right, that's right. <You know? laughs> I love that. The fun aunt.
Exactly. You know, and it has that feel because like I have my own group programs and it definitely has that more like heavy responsibility. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of, you know, part of what we're talking about, because you two, again, like you've transitioned a lot. You're obviously a husband and wife team.
Yes.
You are very much play like a partnership role. So you don't like, you don't play the same role. You have fit into where you each belong according to your strengths within the actual company. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you both play your own visibility roles. And then you also are like, let's get creative, let's do stuff. So like, how has that dynamic, did you fall naturally into it? Has that also evolved?
It has evolved. It didn't fall naturally at first. So Paul, and we were always really open about this, Paul and I, we actually came from other relationships where we had partners before and working partners, and it was not healthy and it was not good on both ends for both of us. So when we first started dating and then first started deciding, hey, let's go into business together, we had a lot of really good discussions at the beginning of what we wanted it to look like, what we wanted it to feel like, what we experienced in the past and what we didn't want to experience and how we wanted it to be different. So for us, that was like the number one thing, because at the end of the day, you know, being a husband and wife and working in business, you know, you're going to have those days where you're going to be transitioning in and out of it, where it's like husband, wife, and then, oh, business partner, and learning kind of how to roll with it, especially when, you know, there's things that come up in the business and just really figuring that out. But it has evolved. We've really learned what we excel really well in, and we just let the other person do what they do really well and, you know, trust that they're going to do what they need to do. So Paul, he is really, you know, front facing a lot of times. He's coaching. I'm coaching as well too, but really just, you know, front facing, visionary, kind of looking at with the overall vision with the company. And with me, I'm kind of that detail oriented person that when we come together with ideas, put it into work. And we need both pieces of that in the business, because, you know, he comes up with some great ideas. We talk about the vision together, and then it's me putting pieces into play and then working with the team, which I love doing that, doing all the behind the scenes stuff. And I'm doing a little bit more coaching nowadays too. Before we were doing a lot of building. And so I was really behind the scenes, but now with the way that the business has evolved, it allows me to be front facing again and on coaching calls, which I love, and still, you know, building out some things as well too, but not as much of the thick of the building, because there was a phase there a couple of years into it, actually, when you came into it, where we were doing a lot of like the groundwork and building it and, you know, figuring out where the program, you know, Adaptive was, where it was going to go and continues to go too today.
Right. Yeah. I mean, because you were like creating a new model. It was a different kind of model where it was like, we have the traditional course. It's going well. We've tried it. We've expanded it. We've moved it around. Now we're going to do the back end membership. We know how this works, but let's also try this thing.
Yes.
You know, and that wasn't that far into bringing our side of stuff in. Mm-hmm. Where I think that was probably just like the spring of the next year or something like that.
Yeah.
Where it was like, let's actually open this up membership style where people get access to the course while they're in there. And I appreciated that because it was really that implementation, you know, part where they could then get access to all of the different resources like simultaneously.
Yeah. It started off just as a Facebook ads course. And what we really realized is when people got into it, there was like, and the way that Paul and I teach, it's so much, yes, we do talk about Facebook ads, but it's so much beyond that. It's really building a strategic game plan, marketing plan for your entire business. And so it started off with like, okay, They need help with Facebook ads. They have access to this course, but one of the biggest sticking points is the copy and figuring out exactly what to say with the ads and then leading them to the sales pages. And you know how it is. You can have a great ad out there, but if the offer is not, you know, really compelling and exciting, you spend all that money on ads and then you come to a page and it's like, wah, wah. So that's where we brought the copy team in, and it just really expanded with the member experience. And it's evolved, and it just like the name of the program with Adaptive, it's adapted because then it's like, okay, we have a great copy team. What else do they need help with? They need help with more with the Facebook ads, and maybe they want to do Google ads. And so we added the digital marketing team, and then we added tech coaches, and we just kept, you know, listening to what our people needed. And I think that's one of the things too, is like, as you're building your business, like, you don't have to have it all laid out perfectly. I mean, we had a vision, we know where we wanted, you know, we wanted to help, but really the people in our programs are what told us the needs of that, what they needed. And, you know, and we listened, we paid attention. It's like, okay, how can we fulfill that need? How can we best serve them? And let's bring in resources and tools, and also bring in people outside of Paul and myself too. So that, again, we're building a business that's sustainable. We can't do it all, like, you know, and why not bring in experts that's what they do really awesome, really well. Let's bring them in, let them shine, and then we can focus on the things that we're really good at too.
Yeah, and I love that, because I mean, I've always been someone who I'm like, I don't know, but I'll ask somebody who does, you know. It's like, or I don't know, let's find out together, you know. It's like, share screen, hit Google, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because it's more important to be involved in a conversation than it is to be the person who knows the answer, right? Yeah. And so just kind of having that adds to that culture, and it adds to that kind of exploratory feel, you know, and sense of like lack of shame, you know, which is really important, because you bring in people at all different levels with all different experiences. And I mean, you and I know, because we've written so much copy, that there's a reason for that old adage that good copy cannot fix a bad offer. And it's the same thing with an ad. It's the same thing with a creative. It's the same thing with branding. It's like, you have to have that foundation. And if you don't have that foundation, then all the other stuff is just dressing. Right. Yeah. So it doesn't mean that it's hopeless. You know, we can still go back and fix it. We can still go back and create new offers based on all the stuff you've learned, because you have, you know, gotten into, oh, well, I thought I wanted this, but now look at that, you know, and those kind of things are really fun. And I mean, I keep saying exploring, but that's what we do. We're entrepreneurs, right?
It is. But it's testing. We always say, I mean, I know you do, you won't know if something's going to hit until you actually put it out there into the world. Yeah. And that's the biggest stopping point for, and so it's the same thing even with us. Like, let's put this out. Let's see, you know, what hits, let's see what people like. And, you know, we encourage, you know, our members to do the same too with their offers. Like, it's like, just get the offer out there. And that's going to be the testing ground. That's going to be the exploration place for them. So,
yeah. And you never know what people are going to do with what you put out there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in the feedback you get, you're like, how did you even think I was going to, you know, like, good, bad, indifferent. You're like, how did you even, all right, let's go from here. Yeah. And, you know, and you create something and it's like, I never even imagined somebody would do that with it, but hey, let's go with it. And that's the cool thing, is experiencing that other level of humanness once you have those connections and those involvements with the people who are buying your stuff, right?
Yeah.
But one of the things that you were talking about was that how, you know, having all of us in there, it lets you two go off and do your stuff. And you have now really changed your lifestyles.
Yeah.
You said that you intentionally designed that. So you had this kind of like future vision. But were you like, one day we'll get there, or like, we have this timeline, you know, how did you let that evolve?
It's one of those things that, again, can we talking about, it's a little bit of testing and seeing whatnot. And then also too, we just have this way where we just really self-evaluate. We're constantly self-evaluating as we put things on there. And one of the things that, you know, anytime we ask ourselves, anytime we're putting out a new offer, anytime we're trying something new and giving it a test run, does this feel heavy or light? You know, and it's kind of one of those kind of intuition gut things as well too, in addition to just like, you know, you've seen your tasks list either increase or decrease or stay the same, but that feeling, if it feels heavy or light. So it was one of those things that when we first started off with Adaptive, it just was Paul and myself, and that was great. And we built it to a piece where we could sustain that, but we realized we had missing pieces. Like we talked about, like we could do so much more for the members by pulling out other pieces. So we had to bring a team in. And then having that team in just allowed us to create better systems and be able to kind of serve the members where it's not always Paul and myself all the time. So it was one of those things that naturally evolved. And then just figuring out like cadence, you know, how often we wanted to have calls, what we wanted, you know, what exactly we wanted to deliver. The other thing that was really, you know, important with our business, I don't think I mentioned, is we like to work with a smaller groups of people. So we like to go deeper with fewer. So with our coaching program, we'll never go over 100 people. And for us, that's super intentional. I always tell people, you know, there's no right or wrong. You can work volume. You can work with a smaller group.
Yeah.
Paul and myself, we like to have a small, intimate experience. We like to get to know our members. We like to know their name. We like to know what's going on with them, with their family. We like to know, you know, the ins and outs, not just their business, but their lives. Because it also, you know, we look at business from a holistic perspective. Yes, you have your business, but like, why are you doing this to begin with in the first place? And there's a lot of other driving factors. And if we kind of know a little bit about that, then it helps us coach you better so that you can have a better experience, you can have better results, and your business and your marketing plan is going to look completely different. And we couldn't do that if we just had masses and masses of people with volume. So we were very strategic and intentional that way too, whereas it was like, we're going to have a team, we're going to have our calls on certain days, and we're going to work with a certain amount of people. So we were always really intentional with that. And then just throughout the years, it's evolved now to where we are today. And we feel really, really happy where it is. We're in a really good spot where we've gone. We're continuing to evolve too, where we're adding some new in-person opportunities, you know, as well too, with our coaching programs and having some meetups and as well, like meeting people when we're out on the road too. But it didn't just happen overnight. And I think that's one of the things that's like people are, you know, you have this vision and nothing is permanent. Nothing's permanent. You can always change and evolve. And we have had those changes and evolutions even for us and with where we are now from, you know, where we first started.
Yeah. And that's kind of that blend, right? Because, you know, I mean, we're obviously talking about Adaptive part because that's the part that I'm intimately involved in, you know, and that's your flagship, but you do still have those more like volume side, like of the offers, because you have a bunch of, you know, like tiny offers and kind of middle ground offers too, that don't just act as like tasters, but they also act as like things that you can run ads to, things that build like brand awareness, things that kind of constantly are out there. And if 1,000 people buy that, great. But you can always keep kind of that higher touch level inside of Adaptive. And if it gets to a waitlist point, you know, if it gets to like those kind of things, then it stays in that. Is what I'm saying, like making sense? Like there's that totally balance there, right?
Yeah, we look at the way that we look at our business and what we help people with is we look at it almost as like an offer wheel. And then like the center of the wheel is that core program. So for us, it's Adaptive Marketing Program, which is our coaching program. And then you have different spokes that go out to that wheel. And that's different ways that you can work with people for all the different problems and challenges and things that they have. So we have, you know, the Adaptive Facebook Ads course that speak specifically with Facebook ads, and we can work more with, you know, more higher volume with people there. We also have like smaller offers in that spoke where we talk about, you know, setting up your Facebook ads manager, even coming up with your Facebook, you know, headlines and things like that. And then we have free content too. So there's a lot of different ways that, you know, when people come into our world, they can work with us, from, you know, things that are free to things that are low cost to things that are like mid-level. And then all roads really lead to our coaching program for the people, like, you know, as long as, you know, we have openings available. We do have a wait list for that once we hit that certain, you know, 100 people, because we really believe in that intimacy with that. Yeah.
But it's not that let us cut off our business, right? It's still not that all or nothing.
Yes.
You know, you still have content that's moving out there. You still have like smaller offers. And that also helps people whenever they don't need the bigger thing, or maybe they're getting it from other places, but they like how you teach certain things. Yeah. You know, they like how you talk about content development. They like how you touch such, I was laughing whenever you said the Facebook Business Suite or whatever they want to call it now, because it changes like every 6 months or every time they're brought before Congress, you know, or every other time something happens, every new privacy policy that comes out, it's like the whole thing changes on the back end. And it's not like you're just hanging your hat on this one thing, or you're just, you know, like blocking off that kind of pipeline, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, because it's just one of those things that, like, you know, I think sometimes we get stuck with, it has to just be this like one specific, like it's a diversified, you need to have that kind of diversified, you know, suite of products. And now we didn't get here overnight. So it's one of those things when people look at everything that we offer, it's like, oh my gosh, but that's like after years and years. So I always just like start with like one funnel, one way to bring people in, and then you can build on it from there. But just if you're paying attention to what your audience has problems with and challenges with, that's how you create your offers, the best offers, because then you're actually going to create something that they want. And so that's how we've done with everything. And it's cool because people will come in and there'll be people that, and if we can still serve them by having like a low ticket or mid ticket offer, they're not ready for the coaching program, that's totally fine. There's lots of people that we serve that way. And what's cool is that we also, even with some of the free things that we've had, it's amazing that people that maybe would have never even purchased anything from us are our biggest advocates and fans and just recommend us left and right, because we give so much value. There's lots of different ways to work with us, but it's just kind of having a sense of what your audience needs and providing different solutions for them to diversify it as well, different ways to bring them in. But then think about that center core of where you want, you know, if you have like a higher touch program where you want to lead people to, like making sure that everything kind of is aligned with it, so that whatever you put out there, it makes sense. And it's not just, you know, you're putting out something completely an oddball random over here. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make sense or doesn't lead into it. So
Right. Yeah. It's like, that's when you have to talk about having an umbrella company and different brands, right? Yes. which is a legitimate model in its own right. But it's like, at what point is it like, okay, these don't have anything to do each other. So we got to split these off. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. But yeah, it is, you know, it's really nice to always remember that you have no idea who's recommending you and, you know, who's saying, like, I know people who absolutely love YouTube. And so they don't really do a lot, you know, with Facebook or Instagram, you know, the meta world, right? You know, they're more in that SEO, you know, video blogging sort of side. But they're like, oh my gosh, okay, if you want to be over here, it's like, come to this side. Or they're like, I don't actually care what platform, because the foundations are the same. So it's like, where can I get this information? You know, who is really highlighting the kind of work and is really modeling the kind of options that are out there, right? And I think that's important for all of us to remember. It's like, it doesn't matter really what lane we choose to be in, but it's just remembering to be a good driver in that lane.
For sure. I love that. Good. It's been a lot of fun. And it's been a discovery. It's been a discovery process for us in the process too. And I think just one of the things that I think for anyone that's in this world, it's just, don't be so hard on yourself that you have to have it all figured out. Like, it's just know where, you know, if you know where you want to bring people to, if you know how you want to help, and then just pay attention to the things that they're saying, pay attention to, you know, the problems that they have, then you can create those different ways, different spokes, like I said, spokes to wheel, different levers that you can help them out with it and lead them in, but just being super intentional with that. I mean, that's how we've really built everything, is being really intentional.
Yeah. And I think that touches on, because obviously, you know, you and I've been talking about like the mechanics and the end result, but something that you just said really touches on the underlying element here. And that is ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. Because it takes time, because you have to be comfortable with experimentation, because you have to try and you have to put yourself out there. Right. I mean, there have been people that I have met in, you know, I mean, in my consulting days, in my corporate days, my academic days, but obviously I'm talking about the online days. So I've seen it everywhere is what I'm trying to say. I don't have a particular human in mind, but I've seen this time and time again, the humans who just, they don't move without feeling like they have to have it perfect.
Yeah.
You know, and they try to have the perfect website, the perfect SEO foundations, the perfect images, the perfect this, the perfect that, and they don't even have anything to sell yet, you know, or they don't even know who they want to talk to or what they want to do. Right. And so much of that comes through just the actual doing.
Absolutely.
And allowing that flexibility and allowing that change to come through, which can be terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is okay.
It is. I I've gotten so much better with that throughout the years. Cause I used to really get stuck on that, you know, and I mean, I can't say I'm perfect with that as well, but like just stuck on that, like, you know, it has to be a certain way before we put it out there. But nowadays, anytime that we put anything new, it's just really like Paul and I always joke, he goes to bed and he wakes up and he had, I had a dream about something. I'm like, oh great. That means we're building a new funnel for a new offer. And that's usually how it starts. But it's cool because, and it's also really intentional. It's like, you know, these things that come up, let's put it together. Let's put it out there. Let's see how it goes. And if it's something that, you know, for us, how we do it, where it's a win-win, we offer it to our members as well. So if it's an offer, we put it out publicly to the world, but it's something that our members can benefit from. So it's like, well, this is great anyway, because regardless on how that goes, it'll benefit people internally that are already in our world, that they can get the benefit of that. We just said that with a course that we are putting together right now. And beta launch. And, you know, as we are sitting here, we're recording the course, we're creating the worksheets. It's creating as we go, but it's been really great. And by the end of it, we're going to have this complete course that when we launch it again, it'll be more refined. It'll have all the worksheets. Right now it's the, you know, Google Doc white paper, but it's, you know, all getting refined as we go with that. And it's just putting it together. And the other thing I would say is that everything always takes longer than you think it's going to take. Like, it's,
oh
just
my God, yes.
And so like that, and just be okay with that. Like there's never, even just now, it's like, oh, I'm just going to put together a simple email or a simple sales page. It always takes longer than you think it's going to take. So it's just be okay with that. And you give yourself permission that it's just going to take more time.
Yes. Yeah. Simple is such a misnomer. It is so, it is air quotes, right? Yeah. It's like the word quick questions. It's like, as soon as you hear somebody say those words, it's like, oh, okay, let's settle in, you know? Yeah. So it exactly. never fails. It's, we do that to ourselves, you know, because we try to simplify it, thinking that it will help us get through it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of one of those, I would say almost like cultural conditioning things, right? And really it's like, well, instead let's work through the discomfort and let's normalize that conversation and let's make it where it's okay that what we're trying is scary. It's okay that we're going to tell everybody, hey, let's give it a try. You know, and not everybody has a paid community like you two do to try these things out and say, hey, everybody, you know, you want to test this for us, but you can have an online community. You can have, you know, a free Facebook group. You can have, you know, people in like an Instagram post. And it's like, DM me if you're willing to try this. Of course, your email list, right? You know, you can create these kind of private access communities, even if they're not paying you yet. And there's nothing wrong with kind of putting up those little gates and, you know, and saying in exchange for your feedback, you know, I want you to have access to this kind of stuff. Right. Yeah. And in doing it, it's like, what do you need to do in order to feel comfortable putting something out there? Because maybe you're not ready to write a full sales page for something.
Right.
Great. Have a checkout. You know, exactly. People need a way to talk to you and to pay you. That's all you have to do to make money in your business.
That's it. It's super simple. Yeah. And,
right.
And like, the worst case scenario is like, if it doesn't fly exactly as you thought it was going to, you're going to learn from the experience. Yeah. Number one, that's the number one thing you're going to learn. It's great market research to kind of know what because if the messaging isn't hitting, that's like, okay, I need, something's not hitting here. Something's not resonating. So I need to go back. And that's going to be just your best, you know, market research. And you'll also, you know, you'll have content that potentially you create something. I mean, I can't tell you how many times that we've had things that are kind of on our shelf that let's bring this back to life. Let's look at this again. And maybe it just needs, you know, it needs just a little bit of zhuzhing to kind of give it a different messaging or a different spin and taking things out. So don't feel like it's like a lost cause with that. This is all part of that learning process. I mean, when we first started Adaptive, it was like a once a week call, and it's just started out that now we have a whole team and it's built up that way, but it didn't happen overnight with that. Like I said, we had to kind of test and tweak and figure out what our people wanted. And that's what it's evolved to where it is now. So there's just that testing ground process that a lot of people are afraid to get started with, because it's that perfectionism fear of making a mistake or fear it's not going to work out. Well, just just go for it. Just go for it, because you won't know until you actually put it out there.
And do you have like a favorite way of, I don't know, you might not use the term self-soothing, but like I do a lot of like somatic work with my like coaching clients, but it's like whatever kind of things that you do to help kind of get through that moment. You know, do you do certain like grounding things? Do you have certain things that kind of help bring you back to that?
Yeah.
It's right now and I'm safe and it's okay.
A lot of times when I find, because I would say that I'm more of like the integrator in the business. So I'm definitely, I work on deadlines, timelines, details, and things like that. So it can be very, it can be very overwhelming at times. So I find for me, when I'm in that moment where I'm spinning, or if I'm wondering, like just in that mode where you're just kind of going in circles, I get up and I walk away, and I do something different. I change my state. I go for a long walk, things like that, and just kind of walk away from it for a little bit and then come back to it. Cause when you get in that process where you're spinning, sometimes that's just not going to get you anywhere. The other thing that I do really well to ground is just, you have a lot of things that are going on in your head. I write everything down, and it's just, if it's out of your head, even if you're not going to do anything with it, it's just putting it, I call it a capture list. So you just capture your thoughts on paper, and I capture it on that list, and I know it's there. It's safe. I don't have to do anything with it, but it's there. I'm not going to lose it. Cause a lot of times that's that anxiety of like, oh my gosh, I have to do this thing, and I have to do this thing, and I'm going to fridge. It's like, let's just put it on this one document, one piece of paper. I have a notebook. I just write everything down and get it out of my head. So movement and just writing things down is just such a great way to kind of, you know, bring you back to that square one piece, especially when you have a lot of moving parts going on with it, for sure.
Yeah, you know, and that's working with your physiology too, because it's amazing whenever we learn that our brains weren't meant to be reminders, they were meant to be processors.
Exactly.
Right? So when we try to use it as, oh, but I can't forget, but it tries to start processing those things, which is what makes them bigger. And, you know, and that's what creates those cycles, which then our body reacts to with the anxiety and all the things. And have you ever done that thing where you like keep thinking about something, and then you write it down and you're like, wait, that's it? Like, there's not, I thought I was like writing down a novel and it was like three bullet points. It's like, how have I thought about this for 4 days?
Exactly. Like, getting it out of your head, putting it, and whether, or sometimes like if you're on the go, like a lot of times I'll be walking and ideas will come up. So I'll just like voice message myself too, to track that as well too. Cause it's just like, I love that. It's just, you just got to get it. You got to put it somewhere. It's just get it out of your head and put it on that shelf, whatever that mental shelf there that you can come back to it later. And I've learned too, is just everything has different priorities. So I've learned, I'm getting better, you know, I'm not always perfect with this, but I have learned how to punt things. So it's like, cause everything feels like it's an urgent matter, especially if it's like a really good idea or something really exciting. And there are things that are immediate and there's things that could be punted to, like, let's punt that over to next month. Let's punt that over to next quarter. So not everything has the same priority level as well too. And that also helps as well, kind of having that boundary of being able to do that.
Okay. So I'm going to ask a follow-up on that, because especially since you have that integration side, whenever we think about, you know, whenever the marketing cycle starts, or even, you know, those short bursts of sales, everything interconnects with everything.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of why it all feels like it has to be done right now.
Yeah.
Right. So like, what is it where it's like, but this connects to the, it's like, yeah, sure. I don't have to do this part yet because I want to focus on this part. Oh, but wait, but I need a piece of that because that connects to this part, connects to this part, connect.
Yeah.
And you end up like running through the whole skeleton because this bone connects to that bone connects to that. And it's like, but I thought I was doing good. And I thought I had my 1, 2, 3, and now I have them like all jumbled together.
Yeah.
So what stops and like pulls that back apart?
Yeah. And it can feel like a mess sometimes. One of the things that Paul and I, when we look at our business, is we work from the inside out. So, and that's one of the things that it kind of helps us prioritize and really making sure that it's not feeling like this jumbly mess. But working with inside out is really just like working with the people that are currently in your world, current clients, serving them best, and then working the outer rings to people that maybe we have lesser touch points. So what a typical day looks like for me is when I wake up, I first work on serving, answering any questions, helping out people that are currently in our world. So those people that are in adaptive marketing program, our coaching clients, we look at those and we help you know, solve questions that they might have, assist with them. And then we start to work on the outer rings as far as with, like, you know, people that are inquiries in the world, and then look at the big marketing picture as far as with bringing new people in. So we work from the inside out with that. And the other thing too, is that, you know, whenever we're planning marketing projects, we kind of look at things as almost like a rolling quarter. So really trying to figure out, you know, for this quarter, what are going to be those major touch points? What are going to be the ways to bring people in? Paul and I, we have a system where it's kind of like these little flywheels that we do. We've done the big launches, we've done the big marketing promotions, and they work great. But with our life and lifestyle now, with traveling, we just like to, our word for the year is constant. We just like to have constant consistency. Mm-hmm. So we like to have these little flywheels of smaller, lighter promotions, smaller, lighter launches. Still going to have massive value, still going to talk about the challenges that people have about one specific problem, leading them in, but going to be a little bit lighter as far as like that promotional period time, that launch time, where it's just going to be working on one problem, whether it's like, you know, a challenge, whether it's a webinar, whether it's just even like an email type of launch, or talking to our, you know, social media group. It's these smaller flywheels that are just bringing people in at a constant rate, rather than kind of the dips and the valleys with some of the larger launches, which we have done and we've enjoyed and that's been fun, but we're just in a different season of our business now where we just like having that constant flow, you know?
Yeah. And then you also mentioned that the admin support that you have, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So not only do you have those of us that like come in and help with the member side because we have different levels of like expertise, but you also have the other people on your back end that have the different levels of expertise, right?
Yeah.
So yes, you two are the driving wheels and you have your own, but then it's like, you don't have to do every single Facebook ad yourself just because you know Facebook ads.
Exactly. Yeah. I have my one main assistant that she's kind of my right-hand person too, as well too. So Paul and I are driving the ship and we have the ideas, but there's a lot of the delegation pieces that I delegate out. And, you know, we have a large, we have a lot of coaches, but, you know, as far as like the team wise, it's a smaller team and it's intentionally designed that way, really, just so that we can really, again, manage this company, manage the people. It's 100 people, making sure that that we're serving all them, but also just keeping things simple in that case.
Yeah. Right. Which again is something that evolves over time and mm-hmm. you learn and you see the spots and it's like, you may have that time where you do need to, and you do want to do those pieces, but now I can instead, you know, SOP this area because I'm familiar with it enough to let it go,
exactly.
You know, because like, I mean, you still do a lot of your copy, but it doesn't mean you have to be the one to create every single piece of content and schedule it and, you know, exactly. Do all of those kind of people, right? There's that balance between having your voice, you know, your kind of words and touch points and staying on the pulse with the actual execution of that, right?
For sure. Yeah. I still have my hands. The copy, I think, is one of those things that I always will have my hands on the copy because the messaging is so important to us. But for sure, as far as like the execution of that, of how to get that into other people's hands, as far as with social media and automations, and, you know, there's lots of other ways to do that where I'm not just constantly sitting there, you know, doing all those other pieces too, because that would drive me crazy having to do that and writing the copy too.
and that's why I always bring this up with people, because it's like, you know, I think it's very important to know how many years people have done this, you know, like how many iterations they've tried, how much they went this way versus that way, you know, with the team size, with the offer size, with all those pieces. Mm-hmm. But then also it's like, well, am I the only human that's doing it versus like, you know, no, there's two of us. No, there's actually five of us.
And
making sure that that's really clear, because you know, those listening, they automatically compare, right? Mm-hmm. Or we get great ideas and we're like, oh my God, I want to do that too. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And then it's like, wait, do I have the capacity for it?
Exactly.
Versus am I building towards it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because neither of those are wrong, but it's just setting those expectations. And it's like, you know, what's the reality for the pieces that I can be in right now? Mm-hmm. And making sure that you've opened up for that grace, you know, and allowing it to just kind of like be.
Yeah.
You know,
I love that. And I think too, it's recognizing your strengths as well too, mm-hmm. and leaning into that. And for the things that maybe you aren't as strong in, is finding that extra support or delegating it out. Like for me, my strength is the details. Like I thrive in that, you know, detailed and, you know, figuring all those things out. And Paul, he's like more of like a big picture strategy and whatnot. And we need both together, you know. Yeah. So we have our strengths and we lean into that as well. One doesn't just do without the other. So, you know, right. That's why I think for us it's worked so well, because we trust each other with the strengths that we have, that we're going to, you know, lean into that and, you know, lean on each other as far as, like, you know, him looking at strategy, looking at, you know, big picture, me with some of the details, because both need to happen, or, you know, we wouldn't be where we are today with, you know, how we run the business and the company.
Yeah. You know, and getting to travel full time. Yeah. And, you know, yeah. And figuring out what you want the next part to look like. Yes. Yeah. All those fun pieces, because like strategy and tactics is what it all comes down to. But every single tactic is malleable based on the strategy that you're putting in place, right?
For sure.
You know, it's like there's always the same foundations of business, but they get to be totally different depending on the outcome you want. You know, yeah. That's why, like, for those listening, it's like, that's why I always talk about it being like a house, because mm-hmm. it's the same pieces, but every single house looks different.
Exactly. You know?
and that's before you even get into decorating it. You know, and putting personal touches on it, right? You know, it's those kind of things that we get to play around with. And it's like, okay, well, what do I have just to make sure that it's strong, that mm-hmm. it's not going to fall on me, you know, and it's up to code, you know, yeah. all of those kinds of things. But then it's like, okay, now how is it going to function for how I want to live, and what's going to make sure for, you know, my family and my flow, and what I actually want to do while I'm here. Mm-hmm. And now what else do I want to do? And that, you know, it just layers on layers on layers. And that is the beauty of us getting to do what we want, how we yes, want, exactly. which is, you know, yeah, it can be scary, but it can be fun. And that's when, you know, we just need to surround ourselves with others who are going through that and who understand it and get to really just kind of soak up the experience, right?
Yeah, for sure. And it should be fun, because, I mean, why are we doing this to begin with? Like, and I think right? it's like, yes. you know, you get to build the business that you want. You get to, you know, if you don't want to do coaching calls, then don't do coaching calls, right. you know, serve a different way. If you don't want to, you know, create, you know, write, if you don't want to do like reels or, you know, short form video, then, you know, find don't. Another way to reach out. It's just, it's figuring out, you know, your strengths, figuring out how you want to build this business. Cause at the end of the day, it's like, you want to be able to build the business to live, to do all the other things, like, you know, to enjoy life, to be able to, you know, work, you know, to midday, the afternoon, and then take off and go for a walk in the evening. Or even if it's just, you know, just having time with family, like whatever it is, whatever that driving force, like the business, you know, it's not just about building the business, but it's about how it's going to support your lifestyle mm-hmm. and how it, you know, it's going to allow you to do things that you really want to do that are most important to you.
Right. Yeah. Including having profit, you know, including yes. making community impact, including doing all of those things. There is a balance there, and there is a way to customize it and make it the way that you want. And for sure. I want to thank you for being here. And I wonder if you had like one piece of advice for the entrepreneur who they've been in it for the last mm-hmm. 3 to 5 years, you know, mm-hmm. they came in and they're going, I don't even know anymore. You know, I thought I was building this thing, and now I'm just sitting here going, do I want to keep doing this? Yes. Where am I at right now? What would you yeah. say?
Yeah, I think it's taking a deep breath and going back to basics, first principles, foundations, and really, you know, really exploring like what brought them into this world to begin with. And really kind of, we just talked about, what are the things that light them up? What are the things that they're really good at? What are the things that maybe aren't serving them as much anymore? And being okay with letting them go, being okay that you don't have to, you know, do everything to fit status quo. It's just coming back to those foundational principles as to why you started doing this, and then figuring out a way, okay, this is how I like to serve. This is how I want to make impact. What do I need to do to focus in on that and maybe let go of the rest? Simplifying, really simplifying. We make this a lot more complicated than we need to. So just being really, anything that you put out into the world, just being super intentional with this and asking yourself, how can I be more intentional with my business to get the results that I want? And thinking about, you know, the things that are the non-negotiables, the things that are important, and putting those on the priority list and being more intentional with taking steps to really make your business build around those pieces.
I love that. Yeah. And knowing that that is possible, like you don't mm-hmm. have to sacrifice that. Yeah. That's why we don't sit in offices.
That's right.
So what is your favorite way to be contacted? Because, you know, people may have seen you on stages. They may have seen you on different platforms. So what is your preferred way to be found?
Yeah. So I'm on the Facebook and I'm on Instagram, but Instagram's my favorite place where people want to just reach out. It's at Real Melissa Pruitt. Is that, and I'm on Facebook as well too. I love chatting with people. I love people that reach out. So I definitely would love to talk more and talk about work and entrepreneurship and travel and dogs and all the things.
I love that. Yes. And all of the links will be in show notes as always. And I hope to see you again. I mean, I'm going to see you again, but hopefully I'll see you again on the show. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me here on Digital Business Your Way. Be sure to check out the show notes for all the links mentioned today. And while you're there, I'd love for you to rate and review the show. And if you have a topic or question you want me to answer, I want to hear it. Head to tracypatterson.com/AMA and ask me anything about business. If I don't know it, I'll bring it up with one of my guests. And until next week, be well and have some fun.